have been stripped away so that we get nutrients out of it and just grow fat in our faith, but have no power, no authority, and just blessings to you. Friends, get a copy of the book. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put Christianity Light. Well, we want to take away the Christianity Light, but that's the name of the book. In your hands, call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Go to our website, saveus.org, where you can get this book and many others right there on the website. And or you can give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA, write to us, send $4 for postage and handling. And be sure, go before the Lord, ask what he would have you to give to enable us to continue to prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And remember, the just shall live by faith.
Are being broken down because they cannot make slaves of us if we have those values, attitudes, and beliefs. And all the kids that go to public school, and even the homeschool curriculum that they have to pass has this, but you can get around it by teaching your kids other things too, so they can pass the test but still have the proper core values that you want them to have. But other than that, in the school, they are dumbing our kids down. You probably interviewed Charlotte Iserby many times.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And over the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bill Sardi, who's an investigative journalist and certainly has a specialty in, as far as healthcare and alternative means of actually getting people back on their feet again. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Good.
Well, let's see.
Pleased
now,
to be on your show.
Well, it's always good to have you here. And basically, you have a new product. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about that? I was rather excited when I saw it.
Well, I think for the greater good, we try to give the bigger story rather than just the commercial so everybody gets the idea. You know, modern medicine will have its way. The doctors will have their way. The pharmaceutical companies are going to have their way, and the little people are the peons and actually just totally unaware. And so we've had a long a moment or two, 10 years of an enduring escapade, a venture to introduce to America something called an anti-aging pill, with a lot of crossed wires and mixed feelings and not so sure and who said so and why should I believe who. And so the whole thing gets confused. And so Americans don't know which way to turn, and they rely on news media, their doctor, I don't know who. But when we dug into this story over time, we realized that way back in 1970, you talk about population control frequently on Radio Liberty. And what we dug in and we found is there really was the whole concept was revealed how humans could live long and healthy lives. And this was done in the 1970s. And I have a whole report online where I dug in on this. And they discovered not Darwinian evolution, not the genetics that you see today where they say it backs the Darwinian model of biology, where therefore locked in those genes are the mutations that then cause the progressive evolution of Darwinism. There's no such thing. There never was any such thing. But what they were hiding was something called epigenetics, and that is there's a structural part of our genes. There are little ladders on the DNA coil there that we see. And that's fine, and if there's a break, and then we call those a mutation. But we found in the 1970s that genes are active, and they produce protein. And we knew this because people moving from Japan to Hawaii, this was the Nobel Prize winner at Stanford saying this, that the people would move from Japan to Hawaii and they wouldn't live as long. We knew there was an environmental control and that the genes weren't locked in. It wasn't that you inherited completely what your ancestors gave you as genetics, your genetic hand, deck of cards. It was not locked in. You could alter it favorably and unfavorably. And they knew in the 1970s how to make people human, live 250 years. They threw it under the bus and locked it in the closet. We didn't revisit that until about 10 years ago. And now we see another long, ongoing effort to cover this all up and for various reasons, keep it from happening.
All right, and basically what you're saying is that Japanese who moved from Japan to Hawaii, they didn't live as long as they got to Hawaii. They lived longer in Japan than in Hawaii?
Yes, well, they did live longer. It means there was some sort of a control outside of what you inherited that changed all of it.
In other words, basically something would alter the gene structure. Genes would be turned on.
Not the structure, the protein.
Right, it's called epigenetics.
Right, that's correct.
Back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments... nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bill is simply talking about the fact that it's been known, going back to biblical days, that it was very good for people to fast, and it really seemed to help them to be healthier. And suddenly, it's been found that many times people who do fast for good periods of time do tend to live certainly longer periods of time, and even animals sometimes that have calorie restrictions will tend to live longer. Is there any way then, of course, we could find out which genes are being stimulated by the fasting, and then we could utilize those for prolonging the life of human beings? So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, certainly, you know, when we bring this up, President Bush sent out a doctor, to tell everybody these efforts to live extra long and healthy kind of defy what God's plan is, that you're not letting God's will occur. Well, God's will was first that we would live forever, and the second, we were living hundreds of years, and then this gets destroyed and demolished. And why? And it's rooted in epigenetics, not in Darwinian genetics. And so everyone understands, Darwin went to the Galapagos Islands twice for two-month periods of time. His father thought he was a non-performer and wanted him to go and find himself and make a contribution. So he was forced to come up with something. And what he did was, he didn't have a Kodak snap camera at the time, and he eloquently drew these little bird beaks, and that the shape of the bird beaks changed depending on the type of seeds and nuts the bird had to consume. Now, that wasn't a new species, and it occurred over a two-month period of time, not the millions of years that eventually Darwinian evolution attests to. So these changes, which were not new species, they were adaptations, were epigenetic. That's what it was. You can't alter the physical formation and construction of the genes. These would be mutations that you'd get every 40, 50 generations or so. So that wasn't what Darwin saw. He actually saw epigenetics, which was hidden from view. And so the geriatricians in the 1970s said, we have found out the mechanism. We even have a molecule called butyrate. 3% of it is found, 3% of butter is butyrate. They found that molecule, and they said, it's small, and it can get into the genetic machinery. And we can use it, or molecules like it, and we can produce a 250-year lifespan. It's within reach. And then the insurance actuaries got this whole thing and got briefed on it in advance of the public, and decided to throw it under the bus. Time magazine said, you know, we have birth control, but we just don't have age control. The population elitists were controlling this discovery and making sure it was tabled at the time. Now let me go way back here, because I want to go way back in history to the patriarchs, okay? So we know that calorie restriction, just a stress where we're deprived of food, the body will turn on defenses in that condition. And we found that in World War II, when the British were deprived of food, they lived longer and healthier. And in Cuba today, food has been sparse. They've had a very difficult time. They've actually started a club of centenarians in Cuba. The people are living 100 years. Never happened before. So if we could have food deprivations occurred on the island of Okinawa, and they had a number of centenarians, people living over 100 years old there too. Now that they have an abundance of food and they're not the poorest prefecture in Japan, the longevity is vanishing. But what's happening here is that way back, you see, it's not just food deprivation, but if we're exposed to a little bit of any biological stressor, and I'll name three of them, one of them is low-dose radiation. The other one would be like climbing a mountain and less oxygen. So if we don't have quite enough oxygen, we're at very high altitude, we would turn on the same internal defensive mechanism. I'll explain it in just a second. Or if we go down a mine shaft in Montana and get exposed to radon gas, radiation gas, well, it's in the clefts of mountains. It comes up through the clefts like near the Rocky Mountains. It's not dangerous in a low dose. In fact, it turns on this very God-given antioxidant defensive mechanism. So what happens is when we're exposed to just low biological stressors, like lack of oxygen, like food deprivation, not starvation, like the low radon gas, then we start making defensive mechanisms, and we make internally antioxidants or enzymatic antioxidants, glutathione, superoxide dismutase, catalase, and heme oxygenase. That's a lot of science in those words. The point is your defensive system is turned on. And when that's turned on, you are impervious to pain. You have great brain power. If you have a stroke, you're going to have very little damage. If you have a heart attack, you're not going to die of it. And this is the mechanism. All right, if you could turn it on all the time reliably. Well, I believe way back, you know, I can't create a time machine, but way back when the patriarchs were living, we had a young Earth. We don't have a 50-billion-year planet here. We have a young Earth, as the Bible explains, a few thousand years. And there was still a fresh planet where there was a lot of gas escaping. And everything on the planet grew bigger. We see these giant pictures. There's even the evolutionists agree things were bigger. Animals were bigger. There's 8- and 10-foot human skeletons of this period. And so in the fossil record. So what happens is that there would have been a longer growth period is the issue. These people were exposed maybe to radon gas all over the globe, all animals, all things. And that biological stress, just being mild, caused the patriarchs to live so long and turn on that internal defensive mechanism. It's still in us today, okay? And so what happens is that David Sinclair, a Harvard professor, says that that mechanism can be turned on with a red wine pill. You can take what's in red wine, take the alcohol out, and I was at the front edge of this. I spent time in his office and wrote articles about this and interviewed him and eventually developed I know this because I'm commercially involved, and so we've had 10 years of this. And what science has done is taken this and destroyed it and overdosed animals in the laboratory and destroyed laboratory samples when Longevinex, the company I'm involved with, the product that I formulated, they destroyed lab samples in the animal lab. They falsely accused a researcher that was doing work with our product of scientific fraud. It went all over the globe. He eventually recently died of the stress and the pressure. They took a human clinical study approved by the National Institutes of Health to study Alzheimer's disease with Longevinex, this red wine pill, and tabled it and got a major university to stop. It's still at clinical trials website. They did all these things to stop this because they wanted to make a drug out of it. Then the drug company involved took and tabled it. They bought out a smaller drug company and then tabled it and overdosed humans that said it was dangerous in the kidneys, and it would cause kidney failure, and then it was all tabled. Well, the professor at the time at Harvard said, if you use this drug, it would eliminate 20 classes of prescription drugs. Big Pharma isn't ready to put itself out of business. And that same professor said, there is nothing standing in the way of this becoming a reality. But the company is not moving forward, and the public didn't get the right message, and they didn't march to this, and now we see the demise of the red wine pill. There was a small amount of these pills being sold. There are 432 brands of it. The companies wildly got into this, and there's $30 million in sales. Sounds big. It's only $225,000 per company, not enough to even make a living. So nobody's financially successful, and it's now the sales are down to $18 million, half, and they're getting their way. Because the public doesn't catch on that we have really something in our hands. We could live long and healthy, as the Bible said, like Moses did when he fasted, just we don't have to deprive ourselves of food. Now, the skeptic will say, well, where's the evidence, Bill? Well, we need a 99-year human study to be conclusive with this. So it's impossible, but we can use markers. And so one of the markers would be to just see how these genes get switched. So when they took little rodents and they gave them a calorie-restricted diet for 12 weeks. It switched 198 genes. And if you do that over the lifetime of the animal, 3 years, you'll switch 831 genes. So they did 12 weeks of resveratrol, the red wine molecule, and that switched about 225 genes in a favorable way, about the same as calorie restriction in the short term, which was 198. Then they took Longevinix, and it switched 1,711 genes in 12 weeks. You didn't have to wait a lifetime to have this effect fully implemented. A lifetime, you'd get 831. You got 1,711. 82% of the genes that are switched in calorie restriction are switched in the same direction by Longevinix, either up or down, on or off. We had an anti-aging pill. The researchers that did this discovery never reported it, went on 60 Minutes, threw us under the bus, never said a word about it, refused to lecture on it. You can go to a paper they wrote and find it all there. The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, nobody will tell you. And that's what we have, and the public did run for.
Well, let me just comment. Of course, the Longevinix was not only the wine pill, the red wine pill, resveratrol, but it was also, there was curcumin, there was vitamin D3, and perhaps one other or two things.
There wasn't curcumin, but we did have a combination of rice bran extract, vitamin D, and quercetin.
Quercetin, okay, quercetin. I stand corrected.
Right.
Thank you. All right, and basically it seemed to work and work. And basically, between was it 1,700 or
1,711, nine times more genes switched, and it was the closest thing we had to a calorie restriction mimic, a pill that mimicked a low-calorie diet.
Okay, we're going to be back in just a minute with Bill Sidey. But of course, the thing is, because of the drug companies do not want something that would suddenly remove the necessity for so many other drugs, they killed it.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Bill simply saying that one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated on the public has been this whole myth of cholesterol. And, oh, my goodness, we've got to get the cholesterol down. Everybody's got to be on statin drugs. If you go and actually look at the scientific studies, why, certainly the statin drugs do very little good as far as mortality and cutting down significantly on the incidence of heart disease and certainly other arteriosclerotic-related diseases. But basically, of course, what happens if you suddenly lower your cholesterol? Why, you lower your sex hormones, you become less fertile, and of course, in many instances, your incidence of cancer will increase as well. And yet we have suddenly tens of millions of people on the statin drugs all across America today, one of the greatest scams ever perpetrated on the American people or any civilized society. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, you can see the evidence of this because our forefathers, they didn't have fertility clinics. They didn't need them. You see, now we have the fertility clinics because we have all these low-fat issues going on. And, you know, we're phobic of fat. We need the fat. We find out it was sugar all along. The soda pop companies went around the globe, and as they spread soda pop, National Geographic had every society in the world show what they eat in a week, and they had these people from Pacific Islanders to Asians to anywhere, you know, and they had soda pop there. As the soda pop went around the globe and the high fructose corn syrup, there came the diabetes epidemic. The issue is that the population of the world is being culled this way. And by making everyone, of course, we have a declining population in Russia. We have a declining population in Western Europe, in North America and Japan. In Italy, they're paying young women in villages and small towns to have babies because they're having a hard time keeping the population up. So the issue is that, as you have pointed out, when the economies of these countries are adequate, then the women control the population size. They have two babies and stop. So that basically that we do not need to fear overpopulation. And actually the world projections for population in the globe is that the population of the world will go up to about 9 billion, about 2050, and then stop and go down. It's already going down in a great part of the world. But they've got these covert efforts to do this, and cholesterol reduction is one of them, but which many Christians buy into this as well. And so the issue is, what can we do? And I think what happened is, the last 40 years, we've seen a stagnation of the U.S. incomes. People in the United States have stagnant incomes, and we were making on average about $320-$340 a week, and now we're making about $270. That was 40 years ago. So we've gone down. We haven't gone up, and so that's our buying power and what we make and so on. Well, 10 years ago, when I formulated and made a little pill called Longevinix, and it cost close to $25 a month. That was fine. People had a little money. Today, Americans do not have money. If we say, go buy gold to protect your wealth, they don't have enough money to buy any gold. They don't have money in the bank. It's all been eroded by inflation, and I don't want to go through that whole thing, but the Federal Reserve Bank has basically taken money out of the back door of the bank by inflating things, and therefore they pay debts back in cheaper dollars because because we're an insolvent country, we can't meet all of the obligations and political promises that we've made. But in the meantime, how are we going to live and get through a collapsing medical system, which I'll come back someday and talk to you about the charade of the health insurance reform and all of that. But the issue at hand is, do we really have an anti-aging pill? What would I do? Would God have to come out of the sky to tell us? Would it need a Harvard professor? What is it that would possibly convince you of this? Well, whatever it is, it better not harm your pocketbook, because government isn't going to provide it, and you're going to have to reach for it yourself. Well, in the last 2 years, researchers have discovered that there is a overarching mechanism in a gene that is activated by calorie restriction, by low-dose radiation like radon gas, by the lack of oxygen we might get at high altitude, and that is a gene called NRF2. And NRF2 turns on that antioxidant defense. It is the key to the door, and it is the thing that maybe made the patriarchs live hundreds of years. And so, how do we activate it? Well, it turns out there was a drug 10 years ago called Deprenyl that actually did this in part, didn't do it as well, and it was pandered as an anti-aging pill. And some people, a doctor said his grandmother lived 103 years and a doctor lived 109 years on that prescription drug that activates NRF2. And so we get down to the current day, there are 60 herbal products that do it. If we only knew what they were, we could turn on.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and Sonny Bill is saying that, that recently scientists have actually found something that will turn on this whole, the genes that preserve our age and will allow us to live much longer periods of time. We'll actually create the same impetus as we would get from getting suddenly up into an area where there wasn't so much in the way of oxygen, or suddenly going down into a mine and getting covered with, coming in contact with radiation, or certainly from fasting and the stress that comes with that. And basically, it is the molecule that you find in garlic. But the trouble with garlic, if you eat too much of it, you'll have all sorts of problems. But apparently, this can be actually neutralized, so you will not actually have any esophageal or stomach problems eating the large amounts of garlic by simply having a buffered garlic powder. And Bill was saying that he's actually been working with other people, has developed this product. You pick up the story about this product, this garlic product, which would appear to be another anti-aging pill, but something that would really help to preserve the health and stimulate this, certainly the genes, our own genetic makeup, which would allow us not only to live longer, to be healthier, and certainly it would actually to prevent many of the diseases which are so disabling to us.
As an aside, Moses climbed a mountain. At the top of that mountain in the Bible, it says it was black, was the radiation from that mountain. And he certainly, at the top of a mountain, you got more solar radiation. And he was fasting at the time. All of those come into play as this man eventually lived 120 years. But to go back to the garlic story, it is the most pungent molecule on the planet. And that is allicin, the primary active ingredient in fresh crushed garlic. What they've done is made this garlic powder so it's alkalinized. When you take any garlic pill, all garlic pills are is powder like you use in your kitchen, garlic, and they just put it in a capsule. There's nothing sophisticated in there. When you swallow it, the stomach acid destroys the enzyme that activates allicin. So if you make it alkaline and you buffer it and the capsule opens, and in the immediate area where the garlic powder is, the stomach acid is neutralized. It needs 9 seconds to convert into allicin, and now you have 2 milligrams of the active ingredient, 2,500 to 2,800 micrograms. That's all you need. It is the most pungent. You need more milligrams, 50 and 100 milligrams of resveratrol and other molecules like it, but you only need 2 milligrams of this allicin if you can make it, and that tickles the NRF2, and that sends the signal to put the body on defense and make all these antioxidants and protect your body. Now, if you have a heart attack, you're going to turn on those antioxidants after you have the heart attack. This turns it on before. So if you do have a heart attack, you're impervious to the damage. You don't have scarring in your heart. You will survive a mortal event. It's not like you won't have the heart attack, but you won't die of it. And this has been proven. The resveratrol pill called Longevinix was the first one tested, the first branded product to show that. And all of this was demonstrated. But the fun part of all of this is that the garlic pill called Garlazyme, that's the new name of the pill called Garlazyme, costs just $7.95 a month. Garlic is inexpensive. Within reach of everybody's pocketbook, if they just get this Garlazyme pill, they will get all of those health benefits, and they have an assured amount of this allicin. Now, there are allicin pretenders out there. You can go to Amazon.com, find 6 or 8 companies that say they make allicin. There's a little product that has stabilized allicin. It really does have a little bit, just a quarter of a milligram, which is 250 micrograms. A clove of garlic crushed will make 2,500 micrograms, and that's what this Garlazyme pill does. And that's what you can really get. So you get the real thing. You get it assuredly. It was proven in human studies that were done. And the Garlazyme pill, which is a little bit of this alkalinized garlic powder, patented technology, it's a buffered type of garlic powder, along with a little bit of allspice and ginger and cloves in a base of IP6 rice bran, and that is the new Garlazyme capsule. It's $7.95 a month. If people are interested in this, this is the plug. I'm personally involved in this product, you can go to Garlazyme.com, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E.com, Garlazyme.com, and find out more about it. The shipping is free, $7.95 a month. You won't find a product like this. It's very affordable and within reach. I am personally concerned that the torch, the baton for an anti-aging pill doesn't die, that the flame doesn't die out, that the researchers, the population control artists, all the elites of the world don't want this to happen. And I at least want the people that listen to your show to know about this and to grab a hold of it if they can. And you know, we're seeing a collapse of our healthcare system. We can't, you know, we can't, we're not going to get the medicines. We're not going to get all this doctoring. Well, all of that was no good anyway. And what are you going to do to stay healthy and live long? Well, here's something within reach, and it's extremely affordable. And fortunately, nature has come to the side of the consumer. You know, we used to tell people, quality, service, and price, pick any two of the three you want. Well, for the first time, consumers can get all three, quality, service, and price, in a dietary supplement. So it is the elite product. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and it's within reach of everyone. Everybody loves garlic. They just need to know how to capture on a reliable way that key molecule called allicin. And, of course, you're off to the races, as they say. And so if you can turn on that internal antioxidant system, we believe it was the same one turned on by the patriarchs when they lived so long and healthy, and you will have all of the health benefit of it. Can we prove it? We're in the process of proving it. So we don't have a 99 years to wait to do a longevity study, but we see that these genes are switched by this process, the very same gene that produce longevity in animals. You know, there's a little rodent called the naked mole rat. He doesn't make any hair, so he's called naked, a little pink rodent. He lives 30 years, and all of the rodents on the planet, they just live 3 years. And so why does he live 10 times longer? Well, they found out that the little NRF2 mechanism, that little gene, gets switched on in that animal. For some reason, there's something that animal lives under the ground all of its life. It never gets cancer, and it's that NRF2, the gene, that's making the difference in that animal. You can switch on your NRF2 with a simple, inexpensive garlic pill. Dare you venture to try it? It won't cost you too much out of your pocketbook. And you can find it at Garlazyme.com, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E.com.
Now, is there a telephone number people can call?
The telephone number in the workday, 866-674-3955. They can call and leave their phone number. They'll call them back, 866-674-3955. I'll do it again, 866-674-3955. I know this sounds like a plug. Dr. Stan invited me here. I'm trying to give you the bigger story, the bigger issue, because I hate making these things commercial. I want to inform the audience, and I want to show them what, you know, in the resveratrol pill that I developed, there is a cardiologist in New Jersey who prescribed that to all of his patients. Medicare came and audited his practice. None of his patients have had a heart attack since he put all of his patients on that pill. That's been 8 years now. None of the patients, they may have had a heart attack before they came to him, but none of them have had a heart attack subsequently in his entire practice. And that's what we're missing here. We're missing, we don't believe it's true, but yet it is true. And that this is what's going on. Modern medicine doesn't want to find it out. The cardiologists are dragging their feet. They don't want to study the red wine pill, and that certainly not the garlic pill. But I'm trying to give something to everyone that's within reach financially. I know most of the listeners of your radio program, I have a little radio program, and we did a little survey, and we found out most people are listening to radio because they're trying to find a way to do, you know, get ahead or stay alive or survive or whatever it is on the little money they have. And so our listeners, I think it's unfair on the radio to be talking about things most of the listeners can't afford. So here's something they can, and it's something within reach. And you buy three of the bags of the garlic pills, you get one free, and it becomes the $7.95 price, so they don't think we're misleading them here. But the whole issue, 866-674-3955. 3955 or Garlazyme, GARLIZYME.com. So that's the story. And it's a biblical story. It's a story that goes way back in time, and it certainly will find more molecules that activate this NRF2. There is even a multi-level company sells such a thing, costs $50 a month. So the issue is, we'll find out more, but you'll never find another molecule as pungent as garlic, just 2 milligrams of that allicin, and it does, it switches on this NRF2, which then turns on your antioxidant, internal antioxidant system, and you'll live long and healthy. That's its promise. And so we see it in animals, and we're starting to see that effect in humans. The big pharma says it's going to develop NRF2 activating drugs. They'll never invent one for $7.95, I can tell you that. So, you know, the audience has something to learn, and I don't think they're going to jump for it the first time they hear about it, but it gives them something to think about. And there's a bigger story here, and that is they're keeping this from view, and that this is really a biblical story, that God always wanted us to live long and healthy and in the service of God and our families and so on. And so that's what we should be doing, and it's all possible. And, of course, people may ask, well, they don't live hundreds of years living at a high altitude. That's because the body gets used to this. You have to go back down and go up, and then it de-acclimates you. And that's what the pill does. You take it every day, and it loses its effect and then begins to do it again the next morning when you take it. It has to be kind of an off-and-on system, and that's what you do daily by taking the garlic pill. And I do remind everybody, we're in an era of antibiotic resistance. Center for Disease Control says we're now in the post-antibiotic era. Thousands are going to die. Antibiotics aren't going to help us. And garlic knows how to kill every known bacterium, virus, fungus, amoeba, just every known pathogenic organism. There's nothing like it. It's never induced germ resistance. It kills cancer cells and has never induced treatment resistance, which is what chemotherapy does. So garlic is a magic pill, but you need to figure out how to unlock that little thing in nature. You know, on a garlic clove, an insect comes up and scrapes the little sheaves, the little leaves off of the clove on the outside of the bulb. And then as it digs in to the meat of the garlic clove, it activates that enzyme and makes allicin and repels the insect. Allicin is an insect repellent. That's what it is. And it's volatile and what you'd call semi-toxic in the body. There's just so little of it that you just need a little. It sets off the defenses in your body, and that's how it works. Anybody knows, throw garlic powder out in your garden, you won't have any insects. So this is the whole story. It's from nature. Nature, we're not worshiping nature, we worship God, but the issue is that God did provide this wonderful molecule that we could use for our good health. And, it goes way back to Egyptian times. They paid the workers on the pyramids with garlic cloves. So that goes way back. So the garlic, the Romans went into war chewing garlic. It made them healthier and stronger. About a third of any standing army will be sick due to dysentery, unclean water. And the Romans learned the lesson and planted the shoots of garlic in every country that they conquered and went into battle chewing their garlic. So these are just lessons from the past. And, of course, we know them. It's been called a poor man's penicillin. Well, it's not a poor man's penicillin because all the penicillins are not going to work. All the germs are going to resist these synthetic molecules. They make millions of dollars selling, and we'll be back to garlic and oregano and things like that to stop these infections. And high-dose vitamin D, I should say as well, because high-dose vitamin D makes what we call antibiotic peptides, and that no germ resistance is developed. Again, modern medicine just letting people die while we refuse to use what Mother Nature that God has provided in nature for. And so, that's the issue. And so, of course, our Christian family is just unaware of what's going on. And we may need prescription antibiotics from time to time. The point is, if we use what nature has, what God gave us, they should be used with prescription. mention antibiotics as well because they'll work better. But the issue is that we will avert. We're going to go back to the dark ages. That's what they're telling us now because antibiotics aren't working. We don't want that to happen. We can use what the Romans used. We can use what the Egyptians used. They used garlic.
I don't think most people really don't understand that basically these things have been around for literally thousands of years. And certainly I remember 30 years ago when I was at one time and traveling throughout the world, learned to be an acupuncturist. Got to be such a good acupuncturist, I had to decide whether I wanted to be a surgeon or acupuncturist. And I decided I really wanted to be a surgeon. But when I was traveling, I'll never forget one of the gentlemen who was part of this troop that we were in Europe with. And he looked really very, very young. It turned out he was 70 years old. But the comment was that he used garlic on a regular basis, and this is what he attributed his useful appearance to. And I would never have thought that he was anything over 40 or 45, and yet he was over 70 years of age. So I certainly can remember this was 30 years ago, and at that time thinking that garlic certainly must have tremendous, tremendous capacity to change aging.
If you take one drop of this allicin molecule in a little dropper, so you put one drop and 100,000 drops of water, and then you have germs in there, it'll kill all the germs. In that dilution, that's all you need is one to 100,000 dilution, and it'll kill all the germs in that water. Now, if even ones that are put in there intentionally. So the issue is that this is being overlooked. And, of course, the secret is that they've been trying to find out how to commercialize allicin. The problem is that after it's made, a couple hours later, it's gone. And so they can't bottle it, and they can't stabilize it, and they can't do all these things. So these people that we came in contact with, they showed us how this was done with a buffering technology and how in 9 seconds you could make the real allicin in an acidic stomach environment. And what the people do that make garlic pills that say they have allicin, they test them in a water bath, and of course that makes allicin. But if they test it in a bath of vinegar, acetic acid, it simulates the stomach acid, there's no allicin made at all. So that's the whole point. There isn't even any allicin in a garlic clove till you smash it and mix the enzyme, and then it activates the allicin. So the first enzyme-activated allicin is the Garlizyme pill, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E. It's affordable. You buy three bags, you get one free. It's $7.95 a bag per month supply.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Bill Sardi, and talking about this new product that, and Bill, one more time, I want you to get your website out, and then I want you to get your telephone number out.
Okay, the website is Garlizyme, GARLIZYME.com, and of course, the 866-674-3955. That's the telephone number.
One more time.
866-674-3955. Buy 3 bags, 3 month supply, get 1 free. Effective price is $7.95 a month. So
God bless you. Thanks very much, Bill. This
thank
sounds
you,
fascinating.
Dr.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically, certainly Bill does support Radio Liberty, but I wouldn't put him on if I didn't believe that his information is accurate. And I do know that garlic does have amazing, amazing properties as far as its ability to deal with cancer cells, its ability to deal with infections. But, of course, it's certainly also this information about turning on the longevity genes that we have. And basically, that the product can either turn the genes off or on. It's called epigenetics. I will tell you, Bill is certainly one of the most unusual people I've ever met. I've known him for a decade now. We're in frequent contact, and so I feel comfortable in putting him on the program and letting him tell you about this product, which, of course, is basically financially something that most people could afford. Certainly, so many of the things today people are taking, people are just simply getting into the poorhouse with all of the medicines and supplements they're taking. This is certainly within the feasibility of the average person taking. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and certainly get our 4 CD, our 4 best tapes of the month, along with our newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter, or you can certainly get the books and DVDs and 4 CD sets we offer, and you can want to know what they are. And we have a 4 CD set on statin drugs, which everybody wants you to take. The doctors want you to take it. And if you look at the scientific studies, they actually, in many instances, do far more harm than they do good. And we have tens of millions of Americans on them because nobody has ever read the studies. The doctors are too busy to read the studies, and they listen to what the drug companies and the drug city representatives have to say. We have a 4 CD set, certainly, on statin drugs. And then, of course, we do have an excellent DVD. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Another DVD called Population Control, The Secret Agenda. And there really is, ladies and gentlemen, an agenda to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And if you doubt that, you need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and look at our section on the Georgia Guide Zones. They're in Elberton, Georgia. I've been there several times. Put up by a secret society, and they call for destiny limiting humanity to less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. In 8 different languages, they have that. It's the first of the 10 commandments from the pit of hell, put forward by the secret society. and basically limit humanity to less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. They're talking about eliminating over 90% of the world population. Go to my website, radioliberty.com, and certainly look for the population control agenda. Or simply go up on the internet and type in Population Control Agenda, Radio Liberty, or Dr. Stan Monteith, and you read it and understand that we're not talking about something imaginary. There really is an agenda out there intent upon of removing the lives of the vast majority of the people in the world today. Do you know, for instance, that the white population in America is not reproducing itself? The reproduction in the United States is 1.67 children per family. If you take the black, Hispanic, and all the others in America, why, of course, it's up to about 2.1 children per family. But they will never tell you they're killing off the white population of the United States. And this isn't a racist remark. They intend to kill off the blacks and the others, and Hispanics as well. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty.
Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and Santa Cruz and Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, we would have had a guest, Amir George, with us, but he is not simply apparently available. So if you have something you would like to talk about, why simply give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be glad to talk to you until we can get hold of our regularly scheduled guest for this evening. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But basically, of course, if you look at what's going on in the world today, we have all sorts of problems. I think one of the most difficult things for the average individual to understand or recognize is the fact that there really is a population control agenda. There is really a plan to kill off a great large part of the population of the world, and a lot of people do think this has to do with abortion, which it does. Certainly abortion has actually killed a couple of billion people so far. You know, it's really very interesting. You'll often read about the fact that the abortion in China has killed about 400 million children. In other words, 400 million children have been slaughtered in the womb, or certainly born and then killed, because of course in China was illegal to have more than one child. And now, after certainly almost 40 years of a one-child policy, what are they doing in China? Why, they're going to relax the one-child policy. They found out that certainly they're getting a labor shortage over there, and they're going to allow people to start having two children. But of course, unfortunately, they've had so many boys in the families would kill off their daughters. So basically, they have a tremendous imbalance between the number of boys and number of girls over there. They're not having enough people then to work in their factories. And now, after all this time, after slaughtering 400 million unborn children, now China is going to do away with their one-child policy, at least in part. But they've done the same thing. They've killed 400 million in India. They've killed 400 million in Russia, going back to the beginning of the last century. And you're not hearing about that. And by the time you get to with the abortions that we have financed in South America and the abortions that we have financed in Africa, you're talking over 2 billion people, much of this financed with American taxpayers' dollars. Well, with that as a background, we fortunately have Amir on the line. So let's get to Amir. George, hi, how are you tonight?
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us about your concerns and the message you want to leave with our listeners tonight?
Well, first of all, we wrote the book for two reasons. The first one was we just really felt that no one had ever said thank you. And for those of us that were there, especially the days right after the liberation of Iraq, it's something we'll never forget. You know, the people did dance in the streets and hugged and kissed and loved those that came to help them. So first of all, we wrote the book to say thank you to the families of the 4,888 that lost their lives, gave their lives to liberate Iraq, and they over 32,000 that are injured and, you know, very seriously injured. Many lost limbs and are still suffering today. And then also very few people realize that approximately 2.5 million Americans served at some time in Iraq. Almost 10, one American for every 10 Iraqis. So we, first of all, wanted to say thank you to them all. And we're working to present a book to each of the families that lost a family member and is injured to say thank you.
And because this is the American liberation of Iraq, unfortunately, there are real problems over in Iraq today. And we'll be back in just a moment with Amir George talking about the liberation of Iraq.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Stan, I guess it's Amir George, and his book, Liberating Iraq, is a fascinating story. And basically, of course, Amir was comes from a family of Assyrian Christians. But of course, he was raised in Japan. His father was a missionary to Japan. And eventually, of course, Amir, please, we can hear the conversation with your wife. But basically, Amir then went back to Iraq shortly before the war over there. And what was so surprising to him, he was very much a pacifist. He did not believe in war. And yet so many of the Iraqis he ran into wanted the war to come. They wanted America to attack Iraq. And this was certainly going back, about 2002, 2003, because they wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein. And so he was there then before the war. But you pick up the story. And basically, of course, as he's pointing out, the Iraqis wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein. And eventually, Saddam Hussein was replaced and suddenly was gotten rid of. But now, of course, as the Americans are preparing to move out of Iraq, why, of course, there's a very real possibility there's going to be an increasing conflict between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. Certainly the Kurds in the north certainly seem to be developing their own country. And, of course, as Amir, the point he makes, that what they really need is an area in Iraq for the Coptic Christians there, or the Assyrian Christians. Go right ahead.
Yeah, very, very well put. Yeah, exactly. And so I think for the dual points, one, the message that the second liberation of Iraq went fantastic. You know, 2.5 million Americans, literally. I mean, we just, you know, in the first few days, I remember we were looking out the window and all the Iraqis, they couldn't, you know, they had suffered so terribly under Saddam, that they couldn't, they just lost the concept of good. Maybe that's probably the best way to put it. And they would look out the window and we watched, you know, the Americans coming in there, fixing the streets and sweeping the roads and, you know, fixing that and building that. And they all kind of looked at each other and said, oh, it's a conspiracy. You know, they're going to do something afterwards. And we kept saying, no. It took probably a week, 2 weeks. And finally, they got the courage to send some of their kids out. You know, they said they probably won't mess with the kids. The kids came back with candy and all kinds of goodies, you know. And about a month later, everyone kind of looked at each other and they said, you know, maybe these people are just good. And everything changed after that. So the first point that, and especially where I just hope, you know, people are listening. If someone's listening who has a family member that lost their life or served, please get in touch with us because we'd like to get you a book. We're also putting together a second book of the stories of all those that served because it's very difficult for them to come back and hear all these, you know, how it was all one big mess and it wasn't. But the second part about the Christians is that the good news, and there's been progress on this front, is that, as you mentioned, we basically divide Iraq into four groups. We call it Shiistan in the south, Sunnistan in the middle, Kurdistan in the top northeast it would be, and then Assyria. And the Iraqi constitution provides for at least one province for the Assyrian Christians. The prime minister, the president, the foreign minister, most, I don't know if people remember that current Vice President Biden had what he called the Biden plan that included a fourth area for the Assyrian Christians. And just somehow in all the shuffle, it's kind of been lost. So really the big long-term solution for 2.5 million Assyrian Christians of Iraq, as well as a pattern, you know, for the rest of the Middle East, is to get this area back. I remember talking with the foreign minister of Iraq, and he put it this way. He said, look, he said, forget about everything. Forget about, you know, putting together programs and plans and aid. He said, just get your land. He said, when the Assyrians, when you have your own land, then you can do what you want, You can protect yourself. You can worship like you want. And he's Kurdish. So, you know, he said, well, that's what, you know, what the Kurds have done. So if there's one thing that people can, you know, can pray about and support, that is that the Assyrian Christians can have their land back. They're not asking for new land. They're asking for their homeland back. And that's the best way to, you know, keep the refugees from having to go all over the world. They can come back home and live on their own land and speak their own language, go to church and not have to hear the, you know, the sounds of the mosque five times a day, and live in peace and freedom once and for all.
And I enjoyed reading your book very, very much, because certainly a lot of these things I'd never really seriously thought about. Most people don't understand that Iran, Persia, was initially a Christian nation. And then, of course, it was gradually eroded by the Muslims coming in. And, of course, then you have your divisions. You have your Shia Muslims and you have your Sunni Muslims. And they certainly have real problems. What you really need to do is put the Sunnis in one area and the Shia Muslims in the other, and then have an area for the Kurdish Christians, I should say for the Assyrian Christians, and then an area for the Kurds in the north, and you could have people living together in peace. What unfortunately happened is following World War One, the British and the French didn't want a peaceful solution. They know the best way to keep for them to be able to control that area was to be able to divide and conquer, and by putting the various groups together, the Kurds and the Shia and the Sunni Muslims, they knew they'd be fighting one another, and then, of course, they could be controlled by the British or by the French. And that's exactly what happened. That's what they did with us all throughout the Middle East. And instead of trying to set up a stable sort of a situation, they intentionally set up an unstable situation. But here's an opportunity at this time. And what was really so interesting reading Amir's book is the fact that as he talked to various Muslims over there, the prime minister and other people who were certainly Muslims, but they all agreed the Christians needed to have their own segment of Iraq. And of course, certainly there's a great deal of money there. What most people don't understand is Iraq, by me, suddenly Iraq has fabulous amounts of oil, and suddenly they actually give all the people money. They actually get a share of all the proceeds from the oil in Iraq, and so the Christians could use that to buy up land. Is that what your thought was?
Yeah, and you know, it's refreshing to talk to somebody that understands. You know, as you very well pointed out, people have totally forgotten the Middle East. The Middle East was Christian and Jewish. You know, the Arabs were Bedouins living in the desert. You know, they didn't live in the cities. And they were never a factor in the Middle East until, you know, after Muhammad rose up. But even as late as the 50s, you know, right shortly after World War II, even as late as the 50s, half of Baghdad was Jewish. It's just people don't realize that. I was at a Jewish synagogue a while back, and a good, I don't know the exact percentage, but probably close to half of the audience were Jews born and raised in Baghdad. You know? And until the 50s, about 20% of the population of the Middle East, which used to be 100%, with the exception of, you know, the Arabs in the desert. But as late as the 50s, about 20% of the Middle East was Christian and Jewish. And the reason it's so significant is, especially following the rise of Khomeini, and everything became, you know, just really radical, and forced the Christians in particular out, was that it was the Christians, for the most part, and the Jews to a lesser extent, but historically, that ran the economy of the Middle East. They ran the, you know, the gas stations and the corner markets and so. What's really happened in the Middle East, especially since, particularly since the rise of Khomeini, has been with this sudden intolerance, you know, towards non-Muslims. They have all left, and the economy has collapsed. It's a very, you know, of course, there's the religious problems, but at the end of the day, it's more of an economic problem than anything else. The economy, the whole economy of the Middle East, has collapsed, because they drove out the Christians and the Jews. And the only long-term solution is for that at the very least 20%, that balance should be restored. That's why you have young men, you know, willing to, you know, do crazy things. They don't have jobs. They don't have a future. But it could all be pointed back. And then, you know, the United States and Europe and Australia and all these countries, I mean, they just cannot forever, you know, be taking in, you know, tens of thousands of refugees. It's just not feasible, and it's not good. So the long-term solution is for there to be a place for the Christians in the Middle East. They have nothing to apologize. They were there long before, you know, long before the Arabs were living in the cities of the Middle East. They were Christians and Jewish. So, you know, for example, Lebanon was supposed to be another of the Christian homeland for Christians in the Middle East, and they've been driven out of there as well. So, but just one interesting thing is that people don't, I don't think, generally understand the fact that in particular in Iraq, they genuinely love the Christians. And this is a very, very interesting phenomenon. I'll give you a good example. Following a meeting with the Iraqi prime minister, I said, would you mind if we prayed together? He looked up and he said, you know, of course. And I watched as he told all the bodyguards to bow their heads. Okay. You try being in a congressional office or in a meeting at some government office in Washington, and at the end of the meeting, turning to everyone in the room and say, would you mind if we had a moment of prayer? I tried it a couple times. The whole room, you know, went into kind of mass panic. The same thing with the president of Iraq. I said, President, would you mind if we had a word of prayer together? He took my hand and he put it on his chest and he said, I just had a surgery on my heart. Please pray for my heart.
And ladies and gentlemen, our guest is Amir George. He's basically an Iraq Christian raised in Japan. I was in Iraq during most of the war. He's been working here as a reporter here in the United States. His book is fascinating. You're going to get stories you'll never hear. The book is called Liberating Iraq. I've read it. It's well done. It's the sort of information you're never going to get from the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan in America is an investigative reporter in Iraq. Oh, so the war started. This would be in 2003. And basically, I've been back and forth there, and he's here in the United States. But he gives you an entirely different picture of what's going on now. Basically, he was raised in Japan, speaking Japanese and English. And then, of course, he speaks the language over there in Iraq, but basically he has a tremendous grasp of what's going on. And what he points out is that most of the Iraqis really like the Americans. The Americans, when they came in, they were good, they were honest, they tried to help the people, they tried to help the children. They did everything they could, certainly risking their lives to take control of Iraq. And then, of course, gradually they pulled back more and more. And unfortunately, as the Americans are pulling back from Iraq, why, of course, and there's increasing unrest there in the conflict between the Shia and the Sunni Christians, pardon me, the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. But certainly, Amir is simply saying that the people in Iraq, as in many parts of the world, look to America as the hope of the world. They think it's a wonderful country. And the fact that certainly we have our debates in Washington, D.C., they're amazed that they can have these debates, because in most countries, you can't have real debates. Nothing is done. It's already taken care of by a ruling elite. At least the perception of the Iraqi people and other peoples throughout the world is America is still the greatest nation in the world. And I, of course, agree with that. I think, as you know, we have problems. But we do have a wonderful, wonderful heritage unparalleled by other nations. Go right ahead, Amir.
Yeah. I would have to correct you. They don't like America. They actually love America. And the people there, generally, they were young kids is a terrible way to put it. But, you know, young men and women in their 20s, early 20s, that basically just fanned out across the country. And they were just so good. And it just blew people away. They had lived under terror for so long and had just experienced evil so long, you know, over 40 years under Saddam Hussein, that it took a while to just accept it. But once that happened, I mean, they were just madly in love, and why shouldn't they? But there was a press conference that I was just referring to before the break, and the foreign minister of Iraq had finished speaking. After he was over, an American journalist went up to the mic and began his question by saying, first of all, foreign minister, I would like to apologize to you on behalf of my country for invading your country and doing it under false pretenses. And as he was speaking, in the middle of this conversation, the foreign minister of Iraq suddenly slammed his hand on the podium, and he said, sit down. And it was pretty amazing. Everyone just kind of gasped. And he said, are you an American? And he said, how dare you say something like that? He said, invasion? Invasion? He said, we were liberated from a terrorist that had ruled our nation for almost 40 years. And then he said, and under false pretense? He said, would you like to describe me to describe to you the weapons that they flew into Iran, or the ones they buried in the desert, or the ones they trucked into Syria? And it was quite an amazing, moment. And this was the general feeling. So, probably the best way to bring everything up to date is the fact that after all has been said and done, it was only a few days ago, I think, 2 weeks ago, that the Prime Minister of Iraq essentially came to Washington and said, please come back. I mean, I can't think of it, any more vividly than that. So for everyone that's listening, that questions, has America kind of lost its way? Is it kind of messing up the world? Absolutely not. Why would the people be less than dancing in the streets to be freed from a dictator that destroyed their lives? And the most recent uprising in Egypt, I think, is probably the clearest demonstration. What happened in Egypt was the Americans were on the wrong side. And, the Muslim Brotherhood took over. They're a registered terrorist organization. But the people threw them out. And the inspiration for that was those 2.5 million Americans that came, fanned out over Iraq, spilled out into all the countries nearby, and gave hope once again that people in the Middle East can be free. I think that's really the politics and the military part of it could have been just as successful as in Europe and in Japan and in Korea. They pulled out too soon. They didn't do a good job. But the real reason that much of the world is free is because of the personal relationships and the personal things that were done.
I just wanted our listeners to hear what you had to say, Mayor, because I think it's so vitally important that people understand. But there's an entirely different attitude in Iraq about what happened than there is here in America. We'll be back in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food.
And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dan, and our guest is Amir George, of course, is an investigative reporter who is actually an Iraqi Christian who was actually raised in Japan, returned to Iraq just before the war, was there during on and off during and after the war, and is living in America now. And because he's a reporter, and but certainly and a writer, and he's done a wonderful book on his book, Liberating Iraq. But he points out certainly the fact that certainly in every home in Iraq, there's always a picture on the wall of somebody that Saddam had killed. Saddam Hussein had killed probably close to a million people during his 30 or 40 years of tyranny. The people there lived in constant fear because of the police state tech approach there. And so basically the Iraqis wanted the war. They wanted the Americans to invade. They wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein, which they did. Now, unfortunately, while the Americans have pulled out and they're moving back into a more increasingly chaotic situation, but certainly there is are solutions to this if they were allowed to be developed. Like, yeah, sending the Shias in one area and the Sunnis in the other and the Kurds in another, and then bringing the Christians and the Jews back and letting them have an area of their own there. And remember, there were about 2.5 million Christians living certainly in Iraq under Saddam Hussein, and actually Saddam Hussein surrounded himself with the Christians. So the point is that the key people in Saddam's government were Christians. Why? Because Saddam knew that he could trust them. He couldn't trust certainly the Muslims there, the Shia, the Sunni, but he could trust the Christians because Christians are inherently honest. And so basically, at least under Saddam Hussein, the Christians had jobs working in government, even if they didn't like Saddam, but at least they treated him honestly. So go right ahead with your story there. But before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners that you have a website you'd like to put out? And what about your book? How can people get your book, Liberating Iraq?
Sure. They can get the bookstore at, they can order, get at any bookstore or Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or they can go to liberatingiraq.com and they can order a book. Also, if you're listening today and you have a family member that lost their lives in Iraq or a family member that's injured, just go to the website and sign up, and we'll do our best to get you a book. The goal is to present a book to each of the families to say thank you. And then also, if you served in Iraq, if you're listening today and you were there for a year or one tour or two tours, you've got all kinds of stories that you've been wanting to tell and never quite found the right audience. If you could send them to us, we're trying to put them together so that the world can know all the good that America did. I think you summarized it probably better than I can. I mean, exactly. The biggest result, I think, was that, you know, Japan, Korea, and Europe, these countries rose up after the war, of course, because of the, you know, the aid that America and the world gave to them. But in a bigger and a more long-term reason, was they got hope. And people don't realize, you know, Americans are just, the world loves Americans because they're just hopeful. They've always, you know, they're always looking to the future. They're always coming up with great ideas. They're happy. They're encouraging. The rest of the world lost hope. You know, they don't see the future. And after World War II, it was these young Americans, you know, that fanned out over Europe and Japan and Korea and these countries. And regardless of the Marshall Plan and all the rebuilding of Japan and the physical aid that happened, what really happened was they gave hope back to people that had lost it. And that's why Europe, Japan, and much of the world after World War II was able to stand up, because they got hope. They saw people that said to them, it's going to be okay. What happened in Iraq was exactly like happened in Europe, exactly like happened in Japan. you know, some young kids, a lot of them not that well educated, you know, not all that smart, but they just came in, and if we would have this conversation like this, I'll never forget, I'd see a guy, you know, exhausted. And I'd go up to him and say, sir, what are you doing here? He'd look at me and he'd say, just trying to help the Iraqis. And then they would all always say without even thinking it, he said, just love these Iraqis. We just want to, you know, see them have what we have. And that simple, you know, kind of aw shucks view of life is what gave these people hope. And that didn't disappear with a pullout or a failure of a you know, military strategy or a surge or the politics. That's permanent. And so 25 million Iraqis, to greater and lesser degrees, saw firsthand out of their window, you know, on their street, in their school, these kids come in, paint their school, fix it up, got blown up a couple days later. Did they complain? No, they came right back in, cleaned it up, and fixed it up again. And this happened all over. And the people literally fell in love with this goodness. And that, I think, is the long-term incredible success of liberation of Iraq. And Americans have nothing to be ashamed of. They have everything to be proud of, because those people did is bearing fruit, because it's changed people's lives.
Well, I think that this, most people do not understand really what this was all about. And I think that certainly that we need to see this side of the Iraq invasion to understand basically that the people there want freedom. They want it. Certainly they're glad to be out from under the tyranny of Saddam Hussein. Certainly you do have the Muslim. Certainly, what about the radical Islamist movement? How active are the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda in Iraq today? Do you have any idea?
And this is where I think this probably is a little bit controversial, but I would say, and this sounds, you know, it's really like needing, you know, you have a bad neighborhood, and the bad neighborhood is bad because there's nobody around, you know, in charge. You put a little tiny police box, you know, in that bad neighborhood, and things change. And I think the biggest reason for the current situation we have, I mean, as espoused by the Prime Minister himself, who came and said, please come back, is that the Americans have completely pulled out. People forget that there are over 50,000 American troops in Japan, another 30,000 in Korea, almost 100,000 in Europe. And it's a small price to pay for these three major parts of the world are peaceful, you know? And we feel, I mean, there's incredible, these facilities, you know, big, massive bases have been built. You know, everything's there. The infrastructure's there. Everything's ready to go. We feel that the American should have a small presence, at least near the airport in Iraq. If you talk to the older Iraqis, it's very, very telling. You ask them, you know, when did things get bad? What was it that brought on Saddam Hussein? What was it that changed this? You know, it used to be a quiet, peaceful, for the most part, country under the king. They all say, without batting an eye, they say when the British pulled out, it was kind of a strange, you know, we always thought everyone hated the British, right? It was a small British base called Habaniya, just south of Baghdad. Towards the end, there were only about 300 troops there. Nothing, you know, in terms of having to maintain costs. But as long as that little tiny base with only 300 troops was south of Baghdad, the country was essentially peaceful. Because the bad guys knew if you caused trouble, behind those 300 people was a big country. And that's why people forget that the symbolic presence of the Americans in Europe, Japan, Korea, in so many countries of the world, it's what's most important. And the small investment in having people there keeps the whole region peaceful and free and is multiplied many times over simply by the trade and the, you know, the tourism and all that takes place. So we really feel that, especially with the Iraqi prime minister actually coming and say, you know, essentially saying, please come back, that there should be a very small, you know, probably a few hundred, it's probably all that's needed, But just to maintain a small presence in Baghdad, in the green zone and at the airport, so that the people, first of all, know, and the good guys know, that the world is there to support them. They're going to be protected. And the bad guys know, if they don't stop and if they keep causing trouble, there's going to be something to pay. It's really like putting, you know, a police box back into a bad neighborhood. If you all of a sudden pull the police out, the whole place goes to pot. So what's really happening today is a direct result of an unneeded, you know, sudden pullout in 2011.
Well, basically, of course, now, how many, do you have any idea how many troops we have there at the American Embassy? I understand that's the one of the largest embassies anywhere in the whole world, the one we have in Baghdad. Do you have any idea how many troops we have there at the present time?
Yeah, well, been there many, many times. The embassy itself is literally like a military base. I think there's maybe 200 or so. But the problem is that what really happened was that the good guys, you know, the kind of people, you know, I mean, like you sit down with the foreign minister, for example. I mean, this guy is just a normal, you know, wonderful, you know, good guy. The President Talabani, and he had a stroke recently. He's not doing so well. But when he was healthy, I mean, you could sit down with him and have just normal conversations. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's expand trade. Let's fix the airport. What about attending the next EU conference? Then you have this small group of, we just always call them the, Iraqis always call them the people with the black mind. These are people, you can see them a mile away. Their eyes are just, you know, blazing. You can't talk with them. They live in another century, you know. They're the kind of people you have. I was at a travel agency one day, and the guy in front of me was trying to order a ticket. He wouldn't look at the face of the woman on the other side of the, you know, the glass trying to sell him his ticket. He looked to the left. I was, what's going on? We're not supposed to look at, you know, a woman face, you know, face to face. I mean, this kind of craziness, you know. So what happened was the quote good guys, you know, the people that were dreaming of United Airlines flying from, you know, from New York to Baghdad nonstop and get the rail lines going and, you know, start, you know, McDonald's in Baghdad, that kind of just, you know, let's get with the world. The good guys felt betrayed because we weren't there for them. And the bad guys would like to, you know, put a bag over everybody's head and send them back into the 5th century or 6th century. They felt empowered because we were gone. So what's really needed, not just for Iraq, but for the Middle East as a whole, is for the quote, good guys to be told, hey, you know, the world's on your side. No one wants to see the Middle East go back to the 7th century. And for the bad guys to be told, stop it. Because the regular average people, and this is what's so wonderful about what happened in Egypt. I hope people understand what happened in Egypt. The people stood up and they said, we are not going back to the Middle Ages. It was absolutely a direct result of what happened in Iraq. The average people, mothers and sons and kids and students and old people, they woke up one morning and they realized that the guys that had taken over their government were going to take their modern state back to the 7th century. And they simply said, no, you know, we're not going to stop using the internet. We're not going to stop wearing normal clothes. We're not going to stop watching TV. We're not going to stop singing what we want to sing. And they got together and they threw the bums out.
And of course, this is the attitude where a woman must not be, you know, you're not supposed to be able to see her hair or her face, and the men have to wear turbans, and basically taking this whole society back to this ancient form of certainly the Muslim Brotherhood. What percentage of the people in Iraq today do you think would identify with the Muslim Brotherhood? Are we talking about 20% or 10% or 3 or 4%?
Oh, no. You know, I had a very interesting, another thing, you know, is if people forget, they say there are a billion Muslims in the world. And yet, you know, I was having a conversation with an imam, and people forget that in a lot of these countries, it's the law. You know, you are born Muslim. You don't go somewhere and choose. And I asked the imam once, I said, you know, if you took the law away, if there was no legal requirement, what percentage of the people really believe? Well, it was very, very telling. And he got a very strange look on his face. And he says, my friend, that's the problem. He said, maybe 5%. And I was just astounded. I said, really? He said, yes. He said, the problem is we forced people to believe. And he said, when you force people to believe, they don't really believe. And that, you know, that was from a Muslim imam himself. So this view, it reminds me of the discussions that were, you know, had many years ago about communism, right? Everybody said, you know, communism needs to be overthrown. And I mean, communism needs to be, we need to learn to coexist. We need to learn to understand them. We need to have cooperation. But the poor people living under communism said, please don't, you know, get us out of this. And, you know, we separate it's one thing to be Muslim. It's another thing to have an Islamic government. When it becomes an Islamic government, the poor people have to live under it.
But now, my understanding, Amir, is that actually the U.S. military, when they established a constitution there in Iraq, they put it under Sharia law. Why would they have done something like that? As bad as Saddam Hussein was.
Yeah. I mean, no, listen, this is one of, I hope somebody listens to this. This is one of the really, really great tragedies of Iraq. We were at a meeting where they put together different groups of people. They have the Shia and the Sunni and the Kurds and the Assyrians. And they did a really good job of putting together the constitution. But there was one thing that all the parties agreed on, because they had lived under Saddam. They knew what it was like. And they didn't want to become like Iran. The different groups agreed on two things. One, that there should never be any ideology in the Constitution. They didn't want, you know, like under Saddam, the Ba'ath Party. But they also agreed they did not want religion in the Constitution. And at that time, it was Article 7 of the Constitution, Article 4. And this, we mentioned this in the book. And this is where the people would, they always talked about this very strange concept. They kept saying, the Americans are more Muslim than we are. These people are Muslims by faith, but they just want to have normal lives. They do not want Muslim government. And they would keep saying to the Americans, please separate our faith from our government. And the Americans could not get the concept of people living in the Middle East who'd wanted a normal government. And we were, remember there was a hearing, this was in Washington, in the Senate, and at that time it was Paul Bremer who was running Iraq, and he was asked the question, if I recall correctly, it was something like, you know, he was...
Hold that thought, we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Amir simply pointing out that the Americans wanted to force a Muslim constitution onto the people of Iraq. They didn't want it. They wanted a secular society. But it appears certain key people in our government wanted to impose this radical form of Islam onto the Iraqi people. And we don't have time to develop why that is tonight, but our guest this evening is Ben Amir George, and his book is Liberating Iraq. You want to get it. It's well worthwhile reading. It will give you a whole different perspective of what's going on than you're going to get through regular channels. Amir, thank you so very much for being with us. You know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day to different audiences. I would love to get you back on to some of our other programs. You do a great job.
Thank you for having us.
God bless, and thanks so much. Okay, fine. Well, suddenly, if you listen to what Amir is saying, you have to ask yourself, why would our leaders be so foolish? Why would Paul Berman, who is running things over there in Iraq, actually insist on creating a country under this radical form of the Muslim faith? Well, I'll tell you, because Paul Berman was CFR and Trilateral Commission, and unless you understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, none of this makes sense. What we're doing is creating the best enemy money could buy and preparation for the coming war. You can't have a war unless you got an enemy, and you can't have the enemy unless, of course, we can create this radical form of Islam all throughout that whole part of the world. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today, and powerful prophetic forces. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. One of the major forces behind this whole world radical Islamic movement is a gentleman named Gulen, a multi-billionaire estimated to have about $50 billion in wealth. And of course, most of it's come from the CIA drug trade. The CIA is the primary agent behind the world drug trade today, just as back in the last century, why the British intelligence were the primary force behind the Chinese drug trade. That's what the opium wars were all about. The opium wars in China between the British and the Chinese weren't to stop the drug trade. They were to allow the drug trade. Why do you think we still have our troops in Afghanistan today? They're guarding the poppy fields. Go up on the internet and type in U.S. troops guard poppy fields there. You'll find all sorts of articles, but that's the last thing they want the American people to know, to understand. Basically, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. There really are true dark and demonic forces out there. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. on population control, the secret agenda. These are different DVDs. But there's so much more. You can find them all listed at our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Please go there and certainly get the, and go through the list of the various CDs and four tape sets and DVDs and books that we offer. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to finance what we do. If you'd like a free catalog, if you'd like a list of the various products we offer, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, where you can, of course, watch our DVDs there, or you can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived. You can read our newsletters, and of course, you can certainly go down through all the various connections to other websites that we have listed there on our webpage. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. But what you must understand is they're behind everything going on today. If you look at it logically, it just doesn't make sense. Until you understand their powerful supernatural spiritual forces working behind the scenes. And once you understand that, then increasingly things do begin to make sense, because truly we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.